My name is Paloma, and you are listening to WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Tune in all sorts of creative community voices on the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, on Monday, June 6th, including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. We'll hear from Liz Moran of Earth Justice discussing how New York passed a moratorium on cryptocurrency mining last week. We'll also hear at 10 a.m. it's time for the Afrosonic Taxi with music from Juanita Yuka, Desiree Duof, and...
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you. Here's some pain medicine. Let's go! In your car, you at the house, on your job, be encouraged, boo. Come on! From a mighty long way. That's why we love you. Come on!
Don't you know that? I've been looking for you. good morning, Bright Siders. How are you today? This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And right here with me on WGXC is our audio engineer extraordinaire, Mr. Randall Martin. How are you this morning, Brother Randall?
I am well. We're getting the show off to a festive, joyous mood. That's wonderful.
Yes, 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 beloved, because guess what? God gave us life, hallelujah, and life is for living. Amen, somebody. So, hallelujah, I just decided that we were going to, you know, celebrate, amen, those who have gone before us and those who remain, hallelujah, and just have a joyous time in the Lord this morning. I've been looking for you. I know you can relate. I know you out there in radio land can relate. When you were looking for something, oh my God, some peace, some confidence, some assurance, some why am I here? What's going on? Anybody care? Looking for, and didn't even know who we was looking for was the Lord on high, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I'm with them, Kirk Franklin and family. I'm so glad I found you. Ha ha. Everything's changed. I wouldn't trade you for the tea in China, for the gold in Fort Knox. I'm so glad I found you. Yes, beloved, looking for you. Somebody out there still looking, and they haven't found him yet. But I tell you, to know him is to love him. Hallelujah. To know him is to love him. And so that's why we're here, to share good news, good music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We don't want to keep this good thing we found to ourselves. We want to share it. Hallelujah. And so glad you're here to share it with us and to joy, rejoice and enjoy the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Call somebody, text somebody, tell them to turn on the WGXC. That's where they want to be. Here with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And just so excited, you know, Friday night, Black Hudson, they had their Juneteenth exhibit over at the Lifeform Center on Columbia Street. Just an excellent presentation done by Sister Tanya Jackson and her crew, the Jackson, Wilkins, Badilla family, connection, that tribe of blessed and beautiful people, just did such a wonderful, wonderful thing. And so snaps and claps to them. Miss Nia McKinney, she's doing her thing over there at the Senior Citizen Center. I was over there with them Friday night for a minute, and then over Saturday for the Afro Aerobics with Dr. Cynthia Stevens. Man, she worked us senior citizens. She worked us, beloved. Y'all need to come on out and join over there also. I think it's going to be every Saturday for the month of June. Yes, beloved, we are alive and we're going to keep living, fighting this age thing like a pit bull, beloved. Amen. But let me go on with the music. More music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. We have All My Help, Mr. Ricky Dillard. Mr. Ricky Dillard has about 100 people in his choir, but they just so happy to be singing for the Lord. They don't mind that the name of the group is Ricky Dillard. They don't mind, hallelujah, being part of something bigger than themselves. That's what it's about. That's what we're talking about. Come on here, somebody. They doing it. All My Help, Ricky Dillard. Hallelujah. Spirit Breakout, William McDowell, featuring Trinity Anderson. We All Need Jesus, Mr. Danny Goki. My God, I'm going to boast on my God. Yes, Brother Jordan Armstrong. Waymaker, Sister Sinach. And House of the Lord, Phil Wickham. Same God, Ty Tribbett. Yes, we got a lineup for you today, beloved. 30 minutes nonstop music, 7 songs back to back. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary on this wonderful, beautiful Pentecost Sunday. I guess that's why I'm so energized today. It's Pentecost Sunday, beloved. And we're going to talk about that when we come back. Right now, All My Help, Brother Ricky Dillard. Amen.
Check it out. so quick to point a finger, to judge things from my point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. But if we could see each other different, it'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Yes, we do. Stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just a wounded world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Hey. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. To the rich man, from the prison to the preacher, oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we all need Jesus.
Every man and every woman,
oh, yeah.
Every city, every nation,
every nation.
All I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is that
we're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus.
Second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. I love my God, he keep them bands on me. You may say I'm tripping, I'm your fan only. I love the time that we be spending low key. And I know they rocking with me with his hands on me. Oh, this is all I know. I know you're riding with me when the times get low. So I be on a mission to your plan, I go. And I can tell you vibe with me. Oh, you protect me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. He the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second.
second, let me brag on my. Every time I think about your love, love, love. Finally got somebody I could trust, trust, trust. Why you keeping me? I really just don't know. As you can see, we got it going up, oh, up. Yeah, because of you. And when I got you beside me, I can't lose. And all that hating, they talking, it ain't true. And I'ma tell the world, cause they gotta know. You protect me from every weapon. And every lesson has a blessing. And there's a reason why I'm rapping. Hold on, wait a second, wait a second. Let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, ain't showing off. Showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my. Brag on my. Brag on my. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, yeah, he's showing off. Yeah, I promise he never took a loss. If I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Wait a second, let me brag on my God. Hear the truth, I ain't just telling y'all. You can count it, he never took a loss. And if I'ma tell it, I gotta tell it all. Hold on, wait a second, let me brag on my.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International, your perpetual optimist on WGXC, where there is a bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. Coming up, Ms. Sinach with Waymaker, Phil Wickham with House of the Lord, Ty Dribbitt with Same God, and then I'll be back after that with my spiritual social commentary for today.
Working in this place, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you, I worship you. Hey, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you, I worship you. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
We won't be quiet.
Beloved, he's the same God right now. If he did it before, he can do it again. If he did it before, he'll do it some more. Do I have a witness? I know there are witnesses all around us who can say amen. That's him. Hallelujah. Yes, beloved. Well, I want to just share a few thoughts about Pentecost. And first, I have to say happy birthday, Overcomer Ministries International Church. 22 years on the Sunday of Pentecost in June of 2000. We had our dedication service, at the first location on 206 Union Street. What a wonderful day that was. Oh my God, and the Lord has done some amazing things all along the way. So many obstacles and battles that were fought, praise be to God. But we're still here. We're still here and we're going strong. I tell you, that's God, beloved. Oh my God, so I am excited about Pentecost. And it didn't even occur to me that this is 22 in the year 22. So we've been talking, we're gonna do something celebratory, absolutely. But we're going to be doing what we do to celebrate and lift up the name of Jesus with our sister churches all summer long. And we're excited about that too. And you know, beloved, and I was sharing this morning with our ministry, that it would have been enough if God had, you know, just revealed to humanity that I'm one God. I'm God of all gods. I'm Lord of all lords. I'm King of all kings, you know. I'm your Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be my name. My kingdom come and my will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That would have been great right there, right? But then 42 generations later, he comes through the birth of Jesus Christ incarnate, God in the flesh, to dwell among us from the womb to the tomb, to experience the human experience, hallelujah, in all its forms and facets. And in his son, Jesus Christ, he tore down that wall of separation between man and God. He tore down that wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. Hallelujah. Amen. And made us into one new man in the body of Christ. And so we are family of God, brothers and sisters in God, whatever nation, whatever kindred, whatever tongue. Oh, my God, that would have been good, too. That would have been enough. But then he didn't stop there on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. He gave the promise of the Holy Spirit and breathed life into the body of believers in the earth in Jesus Christ and established the church. So it's referred to as the birth of the church of Pentecost Sunday. And you know, when we dedicated Overcoming Ministries, it was the birth of the church. And when we were, you know, being given an ultimatum that we could not meet and had to leave our building on Union Street, you know, the realtors would come by and they would, you know, disrespect our services, trying to have people look at the place and telling me what it was going to turn into. And they had these ideas. They were showing it. It was going to be an art gallery. It was going to be a bread and breakfast. It was going to be all. I said, no, this is going to be a church. It was dedicated to be a church, and it's going to be a church. And it had been closed down, beloved, for 20 years or so after the Catholic Church defrocked it, never to be a church again, but it became a church again, and it's still a church today. And guess what? It's a Ukrainian church, beloved, and Ukraine is fighting their 102nd day of this Russian invasion. I tell you, God is in the midst, and he's moving, he's doing things, and we open up our eyes to see what it is God is doing. He is yet a moving, beloved. And I hear people saying, well, if God is there and if God is real, why this and why that? God gave man dominion in the earth, beloved. He gave us authority in the earth. Nothing happens here without our consent. Come on, let's step up and take responsibility, get to work, do what we have to do. And listen, we can't do it in our own spirit. That's the thing. We can't do it in our own desire to do good. We need power for God, power from God. because there are powerful forces that are fighting against God. And those who follow God and believe God, those who serve God and want to work for God, to build God's kingdom in the earth, to establish the kingdom of God here and for eternity. There are forces that fight that, beloved. And we have to know how to take back, fight back. Amen. Step up, stand up, and not take it anymore. Can I get an amen? Well, you know what? The Pentecost experience is that power released. And listen, Pentecost did not begin. That's the thing. It did not just begin on that Sunday in the book of Acts, but it was a celebration and continues to be a celebration that God started with the Jewish people when he brought them out of bondage, out of Egypt. And he established this festival of the harvest, Shavuot, our Jewish brothers and sisters call it. And they started celebrating Friday night. Amen. They're going from the fourth Saturday night. Pardon me. They started celebrating Saturday night, and they're going to be celebrating all the way through tomorrow night. And we're celebrating too. And so Shavuot and Pentecost, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Hallelujah. But listen, beloved, it is a day that is celebrated. It is significant for us as Christians and believers and seekers of God. The Spirit of God fell on the believers on the day of Pentecost. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 1 and reading through to 39, which I'm not going to read all of those, but on that, in those pages, it says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." Lord, what God is able to do when we can get on one accord, beloved. Amen. That is a ticket. That is a key. What we say in our creed, one nation under God, indivisible, with truth, liberty, and justice for all. Well, beloved, one of the reasons we got the mess we in is because we're not living up to that basic creed, right? But listen, we're here doing the work. Amen. All of my champions for the cause of God and the cause of America. A beautiful idea, a beautiful concept. But again, forces fighting against it. We have to fight back. And we fight back with the word of God. We fight back in the power of the Holy Spirit. This day of Pentecost is not just a historic observation. It's an important part of the journey, beloved. It's a reminder of how the Holy Spirit changed everything for believers. It's a celebration that reminds us that the Spirit brings what we can do in our lives. Hallelujah. Brings it to fruition, beloved. Today is Pentecost, celebrated by the early church and still celebrated by the church of the living God. The Spirit anoints us and gives us power. The Spirit gives us wisdom. The Spirit adds super to our natural. Do I have a witness out there today? Oh, listen, beloved, I am so excited about Pentecost and this day and what it means and what it represents. And it doesn't stop today. It's just a reminder today. We have a helper in the Holy Ghost. He is a teacher. Hallelujah. John 14 and 26 says he will teach us all things. He is a guide. God tells us in John 16 and 13, he's sent to guide us into that which is truth. And in Acts chapter 1 and 8, he gives us power that can change our lives. Oh, beloved, listen, that's why I'm such a perpetual optimist. I know what the Holy Ghost can do. So I thank God today for the birth of the church, and I thank God for what the Holy Ghost is doing in these days. And listen, just stay connected. Just stay connected. Don't quit in the dip. The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, it's given to those who endure to the end. You can endure. Get connected. Stay connected to the power of the Spirit of the living God. That's my spiritual social commentary for today, beloved. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we got more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Speak to my heart, Lord God. Speak. Pastor Donnie McKirkin is coming up next. We'll be back with a couple of closing comments and our last song.
Keep on talking, keep on talking. speak to my heart. Holy Spirit, give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
If you
speak to my heart now,
speak to my heart.
Holy Spirit,
message of love,
love to encourage me. From the spell of love me and
care for me.
Speak to my heart now, oh Lord.
Speak to my heart,
yeah.
Holy Spirit.
Give me the words,
give me the
now.
Words,
the words, the words
that
now. Oh my.
Words on the wings,
yeah,
of the
message of love,
message of love,
to
encourage me.
Oh,
my heart from your spirit, how you
love me,
care
for me.
Speak to my heart,
oh my,
speak to my heart.
That's what I want you to do.
Speak to my heart,
'cause I'm waiting to hear from you.
My heart,
hey, that's what I want you to do.
My heart,
speak to my heart, Lord. Oh, give me your holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go on, never go on. Just let your spirit guide, and let your word abide.
Speak to my heart, Lord.
Oh, my heart.
Give me
your holy word.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I know what to do.
Then I know what to do.
I won't go on.
So then I won't go on.
I'll never go on.
Beloved, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Oh, I think I was doing my Evelyn Wood speaking this morning. I had so much I wanted to get in before my time was up. Listen, we're just about there. I hope you've enjoyed our ministry and music this morning. We have these songs with you in mind. Let somebody know if you think there's a song you heard that they'll be blessed by. Let them know about it. They can find it on the archive in about 24 hours. I want to say happy birthday to all you June babies. And listen, beloved, we start God Belongs in Our Counties outreaches this month. Well, we had our first one actually for the National Day of Prayer. What a wonderful time that was back in May. June 18th will be Pop-Up Church at Chatham, New York, a celebration, a commemoration of the freedom of slaves in America. Even those that were here in Columbia County, come out and hear about some of the history of slavery and emancipation in Columbia County. And we're going to do that pop-up church in Chatham at the gazebo at 11 a.m. on June 18th, on July 9th, beloved. And it's free and open to the public. You're just going to have to go online and register at our Eventbrite site. It will be up on June 9th and 30 days ahead. So please come and sign up and get your seat. Make sure you're there. Fairgrounds Gospel Fest. We bring in the good news to Columbia County Gospel Fairgrounds, Columbia County Fairgrounds on Saturday, July 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. Oh, we have the Echoes, Heavenly Echoes and the Stars of Harmony and a comedian and hip-hop artist and a few. It's going to be a blessed time. Every age group will be blessed. So put that on your calendar. Again, that's free and open to the public. And then mark your calendar also for our March for Jesus, September 24th, and revival down at the Riverside following that. We are excited, beloved. The power of God is moving. The Spirit of God is speaking. And listen, be blessed, all right? Don't stay stressed. Just be blessed. Listen, till we speak again, remember, no matter how gray the day, how heavy or low the clouds may hang, how dark the sky may be, the sun is still there, still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. God loves you. I love you too. Till we meet or speak again, God bless you and have a good Pentecost Sunday.